From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. Audrey Matta is reporting in the Daily Mail, Town of Greenville employees will not see an increase in salary in the coming year. Town Supervisor Paul Macca made the announcement at the Town Board Budget Workshop last week. Quote, there are no provisions in our budget for raises. It's a lean budget, unquote, Macca said. Despite the hold on wages, Macca acknowledged taxes would increase in 2015, however. The bulk of projected budget increases are related to employee benefits, he said. An exception was the high cost of snow removal attributed to the escalating price of salt. According to the See Through New York database, the town of Greenville employed 21 people in 2014. Its annual payroll totaled nearly $600,000. The board will hold a second budget workshop Wednesday, October 22nd at Pioneer Town Hall. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Kyle Hughes of TheNicest.com is reporting that in addition to the gubernatorial and other statewide races, voters next month will have the opportunity to cast ballots on redistricting, having the legislature go paperless, and borrowing $2 billion for schools. Legislators quietly put the three ballot proposals in place for the November 4th election. Proposal 1 revises the state's redistricting procedure, creating a 10-member panel to replace the current Joint Senate and Assembly Commission to draw the state's voting districts. Proposal 2 would permit the electronic distribution of the state legislative bills. This proposal would reportedly save the district $53 million in printing costs. Proposal 3 is the Smart Schools Bond Act of 2014. The act would permit the state to borrow up to $2 billion for schools, primarily spending the money on short-term needs like electronic equipment, such as whiteboards, computer servers, and laptop and tablet computers. The three proposals will appear on the reverse side of the paper ballots that are now used. Voters will have to remember to turn the page over to vote yes or no three times after marking their choices in the races for Congress, Governor, Attorney General, Comptroller, and various state and assembly races. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Albany Times-Union reported late Monday, October 13th, that the New York State Senator Kathy Marchione pulled out of the Tuesday, October 14th League of Women Voters of Saratoga County-sponsored candidates forum. Brian Howard, Marchione's opponent in the 43rd Senate District, will make a statement and be available afterward to meet people at the gathering, which also includes other Saratoga-oriented politicians, at 7 p.m. at Maple Avenue Middle School in Saratoga Springs. The 43rd Senate District includes Columbia and Rensselaer counties. Marchione currently holds a seat. Howard is a former Chatham Central School District administrator. Read the full story in the Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson and Sean Eldridge will participate in a debate Thursday televised on WMHT and streamed online at WMHT.org. The duo are running for Congress in New York's 19th Congressional District, which includes all of Ulster, Greene, and Columbia counties, most of Dutchess County, and all are part of seven other eastern New York counties. Gibson and Eldridge have previously debated in Lake Katrine and Poughkeepsie, with Eldridge showing up at a Catskill Meet the Candidates forum last week that Gibson did not attend. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 75. Tonight mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. Wednesday, isolated showers, cloudy, with a high near 77. Wednesday night, showers likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 p.m., then showers likely with a high near 71. Thursday night, showers likely mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 69. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 7:07 a.m. and sunset today at 6:14 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 6 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Cairo Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham High School, 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham, 391-2400. The Chatham Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 488 Route 295 in Chatham, 392-3262. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Services Committee meeting is at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copake Land Use Review Committee is at 7 p.m. and Board of Ethics also at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copake, 329-1234. The Coxsackie Town Board Meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Reed Street in Coxsackie, 731-2727. The Durham Chamber Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Hudson Industrial Development Agency Meeting is at 5:30 p.m. Informal Common Council Meeting is at 7 p.m. both at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Lexington Planning Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 989-6476. The Stuyvesant Trails Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. And the WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee is at 6 p.m. at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, 697-7400. This group provides leadership with respect to fundraising, events, and major donor gifts for WGXC 90.7 FM. The advisory committee meets on the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Those seeking to take an active role in WGXC's fundraising efforts are welcome to join the advisory committee and should contact station manager Lynn Sloniker at lynn@wgxc.org to learn more. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.